This is my favorite time of the month when the guys from the Bistro on the Boulevard stop by and introduce what we got going on with flight nights at the Bistro on the Boulevard. You know, the month has changed. It is now November, and you guys have a really cool theme. Perfect, I think, for this time of year. What do we got as the theme for this month's flight night so that we have every Wednesday?
Yeah, good morning, Johnny. We have, so it's Oysters and Bubbly for November.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really great. We've got a whole lineup. We've got a few raw, a few heavier oysters, and then a great lineup of champagnes and sparkling wines.
Oh, my gosh. So run down, so this for flight nights, it's just what, $15 for these flights?
$15 every Wednesday in November, and well, every month, but for this November, $15 Wednesday, 5 to close. We close at 9 o'clock on those days. So if you want to come on in, it's a great way. It's perfect appetizer portions, and you get some great beverages with those too. So it's a beautiful way to start off your dinner and a nice talking point to discuss with your friends over.
For sure. I love it. And we've got some really great, I love oysters. They're fantastic. All different styles too. We got from fried to broiled to raw. And we also have some really great bubbly. So run down the list of what people would get. Four different things, right?
Yeah, four different things. So you have four oysters, four bubblies, and we're not specifying where the oysters come from at the moment. It's just going to be based on what's fresh at the time, what's a good market value and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But looks like today we have East Coast.
Nice.
So that's a good treat for you there. So the first one we're going to have, we're going to start off with our champagne. It's Montandon Brut Champagne from Reims, France. That's in the Champagne region. So that's a true classic style sparkling champagne. Beautiful, and that's going to be with our pineapple and Thai basil raw oyster.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's going to go down really nice, and it's a great way to start off the flight. Next in line, we've got our lemon confit and Aleppo pepper oyster that's also raw, and that's going to be paired with a Napa Brut sparkling wine from Mum Wineries out there. And I've actually been to that. It's a really great place. I have
Very
a
nice.
Great selection of sparkling wines.
Love it.
Third, we've got our broiled oyster that's going to be topped in Parmesan and spicy nduja, which is a type of sausage almost. So it's a little heavier, and that's why we put it after the raw so that you don't kind of taint your mouth there on that. And that's going to be paired with Le Grand Cortage. That's a Grand Cuvée Brut Rosé. Grand Cuvée means blend, so
nice.
And that's just from France. It's phenomenal. Love that Brut Rosé. It's a nice one to kind of put third in line. And fourth, we're pairing Italian Prosecco with our fried oyster.
Very nice.
And that fried oyster, it comes with a finger lime, which is, it's really unique. It looks like a tiny little cucumber almost. When you squeeze it, it's got these caviar beads of lime. Great citrus flavor.
At first, nice I thought zest. It was like a little jalapeno or
something
like that.
Yeah, that's almost what
at
it
first
looks
glance.
Like.
That's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, it's really unique, and that's going to be, we have a cilantro aioli sauce to kind of cut the fried with the creaminess and the acidity and all that.
Very nice.
And that Prosecco is going to wash down great.
Loving it. So that's all month long through the month of November, every Wednesday night to get that flight night pairing. A great way to start your dinner at the Bistro on the Boulevard. And so just $15. And like we said, limited supply. So you probably want to get there early and enjoy all that great stuff. Another cool thing going on in the month of November, actually on Friday, November 30th, is something really cool. And we've got Renee joining us with Meals on Wheels and a really cool event. You guys teaming up for a great thing. So tell me about this. Tell me what's going on.
Well, Meals on Wheels are celebrating our 30th year of giving back to Southwest Michigan seniors. And we are celebrating in various venues, and we're happy to celebrate with Bistro on the Boulevard.
Yeah.
We love our corporate sponsors and donors, and we actually have seen an increase in our need in a program year over 24%, which is huge because while we are covered through state and federal funding through Area Agency on Aging and, of course, United Way and different grants like the Bering Community Foundation, Upton Foundation,
right.
Pokagon Fund, we still need to raise dollars to meet and exceed the needs so we don't have a waiting list because food is not an option.
Right. And you're serving, how many different areas around here? How many counties?
We serve three counties, Bering, Cass, Van Buren. We cover 1,700 miles a day. We serve 600 meals a day.
Wow.
We provide the hot meals at the senior centers. We served, last year's program year, we served over 66,000 meals to over 1,100 seniors. We also cover their non-paid caregiver or their spouse. So if somebody wants to go in and get a hot meal with their senior at the senior centers, we're happy to do that for a donation. We suggest a donation. We don't demand a donation.
Sure.
Because we're there to serve and feed. Also, we do a home-delivered program for, these are seniors that are homebound, cannot get out, cannot shop for themselves, cannot prepare food. And our drivers, we have 11 drivers, two backup drivers. They are paid a stipend. Most of them are retired, lovely men. I adore them. And they, like I said, we serve more than just a meal. They're the eyes on our seniors. They often are the only human contact with the seniors that are homebound.
Yeah.
So anyway, we are happy to serve, and we're happy for our donors. We also do some other things. With the recent tragedy of the fire in Benton Harbor, we partnered with Red Cross and served meals to those that were displaced at the Upton Junior High.
Yeah.
We're providing water distribution. We also did shelf-stable meals during the flooding situation. We served over 330 shelf-stable meals for people with no electricity so they could have some nutrition.
That's awesome. So where can people find more information about what you guys are doing?
Well, we are partnering with the Bistro, and I'm going to let Samer talk about that.
So definitely you can find more information on the Bistro on the Bar Boulevard website. And also we are putting flyers in every place in our area. And I think they can go to also Meal on Wheel. Website?
Yes, the www.sns.
They can find that too.
Okay.
So the, just to make it clear about the event is basically to give back to the community and especially the Meal on Wheels. So we are going to provide a nice spread of wine for people to come in and taste when they purchase the ticket, of course. And we're the chef going to provide some bite. It's not going to be about the drinking actually and eating more than to come in and, you know, give this money out to your community. And this is what we're, this is why we decide to work together on that. And hopefully it's going to be more of those kind of things happening soon.
That's wonderful. And Bistro on the Boulevard, always worried about everything going on in the community and a big part of the community. So this is happening on Friday, November 30th from 5 to 8. And we should get tickets ahead of time, right?
Yes. So to buy the ticket, you need to go to bistroontheboulevard.eventbrite.com.
The event, right?
You purchase the ticket. You can find it there. And also, there's going to be some prizes. And also, you can go to the Bistro on the Boulevard Facebook. You can look at that, too.
Cool.
So please buy the ticket. Put your money there for this good event, good cause, and let us see you soon.
Wonderful. And get all that info and definitely get those tickets ahead of time because they probably could sell out, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
There's also a huge opportunity to win a weekend and dinner for two at Bistro Boulevard. Yeah, so.
That's awesome. Great stuff and good thing to do around the holidays and to help out a great organization. Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by this morning.
Thank you, Johnny.